It'd get addictive. And not because it made me feel happy and silly, but because it took away aches and pains and every inclination to sleep. I could sit there knowing my body was at its physical limits without having to endure all the suffering associated with that state. And my mind remained particularly alert and useful because I was not preoccupied with the miseries plaguing my flesh. Swan grunted his agreement. He did not seem to have been rendered as cheerful as the rest of us, although, come to think of it, I was not doing much whistling or singing myself. My mood improved after I had eaten again, though. In one of his more lucid moments, Riverwalker suggested, "We shouldn't waste any more time than we have to, Sleepy. The rest should all be gone by now. But they went away hoping that you and the Standard would catch up." If Tobo hasn't already told them, I've got some bad news about that. The boy said nothing about the Standard. He may not have had a chance. Everybody was so shocked about Goblin and so worried about how to keep One Eye from finding out. Goblin drove the lance into Kina's body. It's still there. You know me. I'm completely hooked by the company Mystique. I believe that besides the Annals, the Standard is the most important symbol we have. It goes all the way back to Katavar. It ties the generations together. I'd understand if somebody wanted to go back after it. But that somebody isn't going to be me. Not in this decade. That good feeling was moving through me again. I rose. Swan helped me step up to the higher floor level.
"Hello."
Riverwalker chuckled.
"I wondered how long it would take you to notice."
The crack in the floor was almost gone. I went and looked. It seemed to be as deep as ever, but now was nowhere more than a foot wide. How did it heal so fast? I assumed our presence had been a catalyst. Glancing around the crack toward the demon's throne, I noticed Doge and Tobo hurrying our way. Shvetya's eyes were open. He was watching.
"I thought you said everybody had left."
"The earthquake did it."
River ignored the presence of Doge and Tobo. Swan said,
"It's the latest thing in home repairs. Go down there and stab that thing again. Maybe the plane will heal up completely."
"Might get the clockwork running again,"
Doge said, having overheard our conversation as we arrived.
"Clockwork?"
Doge did a little hop.
"The floor is a huge circle. It's a 1/80th scale representation of the plane as a whole, with a complete travel chart inlaid. It rides on stone rollers and was capable of turning before the Thousand Voices got curious and broke it."
"Interesting. I take it your chat with the demon proceeded informatively." Doge grunted assent.
"But slowly. That was the big problem. Just figuring out that communication has to be managed very slowly. I think that would carry over physically, too. That if he decided to stand up, if he could, it might take hours. But as the steadfast guardian, he never had to move fast. He controlled the whole plane from here, using the charts in the floors and the clockwork mechanisms."
Never had I seen Doge so straightforward and animated. The knowledge bug must have bitten him,